This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and politics aren't chaotic just here in the U.S.
I want a better deal for the people of this country, to save them money and to take back control.
Over the weekend, London Mayor Boris Johnson announced that he would break from UK Prime Minister David Cameron and support the growing campaign to take Britain out of the European Union and in the process restore UK sovereignty. As one of Britain's most charismatic politicians, the mayor's decision is going to have tremendous influence over how the public votes in a referendum on the topic in June. John Sopel is the BBC North America correspondent, and he joins me now. Hi, John.
Hello, Todd.
Why such a debate now in the UK over membership in the EU? How did you get here?
Britain has always had a very uneasy relationship with the European Union. It likes Europe. We all go to holidays to Europe. We don't want to be part of a kind of federation. And it is the same debate that takes place within the United States of America over whether there is too much power in Washington and not enough power to the states. Britain always feels that every time it cedes a bit of power to Brussels, so some of its sovereignty goes. And within the Conservative Party, dating back to Margaret Thatcher, that has been a kind of a neuralgic issue for the Conservative Party. David Cameron, to buy off his what we call Eurosceptics, he said, look, if I win the next general election, which he did last May, I guarantee you we will have a referendum on Britain's membership. So this June, the British people will have a chance to vote yes, we stay in the European Union, no, we go out. Boris Johnson was at school with David Cameron. They were at university together. They were members of the same dining club. They've grown up in the same circles. They've been very close, but they've also been rivals. And yesterday, Boris Johnson, at the last minute, 8 minutes before he made his announcement, sent a text message to David Cameron saying, I'm opposing you.
I'm opposing you. And what does it mean now for June that Boris Johnson, this guy with such a deep gravitational field around him in British politics, is now against his old buddy?
You know, there are very few charismatic politicians left. And you can see that in the USA, where Donald Trump is making hay because, you know, whatever else he's got charisma. And Boris Johnson has a similar amount of blonde hair on top of his head, is as outrageous often as Donald Trump. They're very different in a lot of other ways. But he is one of these people who manages to cut through. He reaches the parts of the populace that ordinary politicians just cannot get near. And that makes him a particularly kind of welcome addition for the people who are campaigning for Britain to go out of the European Union. Huge disappointment, big problem for David Cameron. And so the debate has suddenly got rather exciting because the no campaign, the Brexit, Britain exit campaign, suddenly has a very charismatic figurehead.
And then all of a sudden, that charismatic figurehead, Boris Johnson, is open to charges that his timing, his positioning in this big fight is all for his own political benefit and his own political future.
You've put your finger right on it. And I'm sure that is what the people who support Britain's membership of Europe will be saying. This isn't about Boris Johnson wanting to be to bring Britain out of the European Union. It's about Boris Johnson wanting to see succeed David Cameron as Prime Minister. And if Britain pulls out, David Cameron would almost certainly have to resign. Who would be standing there saying, well, look at me, I'm ready to take over? It would be Boris Johnson.
And that means that Boris Johnson now has a few months to lead a de facto campaign, perhaps for next Prime Minister. Is it that simple?
It is that simple, because the next Prime Minister is going to be elected by the members of the Conservative Party in Parliament, not by the British people, because David Cameron has vowed that he will go before the next election.
And certainly Boris Johnson now seems to be the de facto leader of the more than 100 Conservatives who are now backing exit from the EU. John Sopel is BBC North America editor.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.